My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Let us punish the guilty. Let us reward the innocent. My friend, can your heart stand the shocking facts about...
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Why Bloody Valentine mini episode. I'm Rich, and I'm here with Carolyn.
Hi.
It's our anniversary podcast. Not like the podcast.
The anniversary of the podcast?
No, the anniversary of our marriage.
Oh yeah.
Ish.
It's like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
and we'll celebrate it tomorrow.
This isn't normally the one we celebrate, though. We more celebrate the one in October of when we met because we had already
made two kids by the time
we got
married.
Yeah, we were unmarried for so long that we kind of just fell into celebrating that one.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when we were doing the adoption for our youngest daughter, and we're sitting there with the lawyer, and she's prepping us for, just like, I don't know if it's a deposition or whatever the hell it is. They kind of just ask you questions when you do an adoption the correct way, when you like go through the courts and go sit before a judge and they interview you and everything. And she's preparing us for this. And, she asked us our wedding anniversary.
We both gave her a different answer. And they were both wrong.
And she looked at us and she's like, I expect it from the husband.
Little did she know, I'm the husband.
Well, we're both the husband in this scenario. She's like, I do not care what you say. Just make sure you say the same thing.
Yeah.
I think that's actually the reason why we know our anniversary at this point. Because we were so embarrassed.
Yeah, that's when it started.
Yeah, we're so embarrassed that we didn't know. But we always knew the October.
If you go back on Facebook, it goes back to the age of that kid.
Yeah.
That's how long we've been talking about it on Facebook. Because we didn't talk about it before that. We didn't care.
Mm-hmm. It's always been October 22nd. Like, that's the one we know. And that's the one we celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
But we are, in fact, going on a trip. So.
We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship.
I don't know about that, little Einstein. But. We're going to go on my Subaru, for sure. So this might be a little bit short. It's late in the week, too. We're really running out of time. So what do you
got? Well, some of us can't just take 6 days off in a row, so.
Yeah. Some of us can, though, and some of us do. I did get punished by having to work 7 in a row to get to them, though. So, to be fair, it's not like I didn't sacrifice a little bit here. My mental health over the past week. Brutal. Brutal time.
Go on.
You go on. I need your homework.
Oh, my homework first. Okay. This is a Am I the Asshole or Would I Be the Asshole public edition. So
I like that.
We are allowed to put this one on the podcast.
What do you mean public edition?
Like, it's in its own.
Oh, this is like Would I Be the Asshole podcast has their own thing. Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole for wanting to leave my husband after he stole from me?
No.
No, she's not the asshole.
No.
Okay.
Depends what he stole, I guess.
You want me to tell you what he stole first?
No, we'll go through this.
All right. Actually, it's in the first sentence.
Okay.
When I was 5, my Nana gave me her tea set. It was given to her by her mother. My Nana had no daughters of her own, and I was the only girl of her 11 grandchildren.
So Nana, grandmother, this is her great-grandmother's tea set.
This is her grandmother's tea set.
This is the person that had it stolen's grandmother's tea set?
Yes, her Nana gave it to her.
Her Nana gave it to her, but it came from her mom.
So Nana had no daughters.
Right.
She only had the one granddaughter out of 11 grandkids, which is her.
Okay.
So that's her grandma.
Okay. But where did grandma get the tea set?
Oh, wait, you're right. It was given to her by her mother.
Okay, so great-grandma's
tea set. It's great-grandma's tea set. Holy shit.
Very much on this woman's side so far.
Yeah.
Okay. leaving him is good.
Wait, it gets really bad. Okay. It's a full-blown china set, okay? I don't know if it has any monetary value, but its sentimental value is immeasurable to me. I have had it, kept it, and used it for nearly 28 years. I want to pass it down to my own daughter or granddaughter one day. My husband knows all this. His sister and her family came to stay with us for a week. Whenever I have little girls over, I always pull out my tea set for a tea party. I make tea sandwiches, scones, cakes, biscuits. My nana made tea parties a big deal with me, and I carry that on.
Oh my fucking God.
So, me, my sister-in-law, and her daughter had an afternoon tea party. It was a couple weeks after that, I had a friend and her daughters coming to visit, so I planned a tea party.
Oh my God.
The morning of, I baked, I made sandwiches, I went to pull out my tea set, and it was gone. I keep it in a cabinet in my kitchen. I washed it and I put it away every time until the next time. And I went mad looking for it. The visit came and went. I spent days tearing apart my house looking for it. Every cabinet, drawer, cupboard, the whole house was turned inside out. My husband even helped me. He was insistent that it couldn't have grown feet and walked away on its own. Which, that's what gets to me. He knew damn well where it was and he pretended that I misplaced it. He knew how upset I was. He tried to comfort me with promises to buy me a new set. As though a new tea set would replace my Nana's. A few weeks later, he came home with a cheap, thin-looking set that he bought from Walmart or something, and I threw it in the bin. Call me ungrateful if you want. I don't care. But I was ungrateful. Something you treasure, something of great sentimental value given to you by your long-dead Nana cannot be replaced, no matter how much or how little, in this case, the replacement cost. Then I heard my husband on the phone. I heard him say that when we visit, to put it away and tell Melly not to mention it because I'm still upset about it. He didn't say the words tea set. But I knew that's what he was talking about. I walked in while he was still on the phone and called him a thief. He was like a deer in the headlights. He quickly hung up and tried to explain. I wouldn't hear it. I told him to get it back. His sister called me and I called her a thief. I told her to return it in the same condition she took it or I would be calling the police, and then I hung up on her. My husband tried reasoning with me. He told me his niece loved it so much and that the thing is really for little girls. He said that he was going to talk to me about leaving it to her anyway, so where's the harm that she has it now? He said, I was too old to be playing around with kids' toys and I really should grow up. He said I was immature and it means nothing. What it meant is it means nothing to him, so I should just forget it. The next day, I not only went to the police to report theft, I also called my brother, who lives in the same city as my husband's sister. My brother went around and got my tea set. My husband was livid and spent a couple days calling me lots of derogatory names. His tune changed when he came home to find me packing my stuff. He stole from me, pretended he didn't know anything about it, insulted me, tried to gaslight me. Now he's saying how sorry he is and that we can work this out, and I don't think we can. I look at him and I see someone who steals from me, lies to me. It makes me feel small, someone untrustworthy, and who doesn't care about me. Two of my brothers will be here tomorrow to help me move. I'm taking everything that means anything to me because I don't think I'll see it again if I leave it with him. We can fight the rest out in court. I've been told that I'm an asshole to leave him over a tea set, but it's not just a tea set. It's my Nana's history and my history. It's years of happy memories with her, with my mother and other female relatives and friends. He stole all that from me when he gave it away. Am I the asshole?
No, no. And the brother should kill him.
Kill him over the tea set?
Yeah, that's so fucking mean and rude and awful. If it was money, I'd be like, it's just fucking money. Just chill the fuck out. Maybe something weird was going on.
Yeah.
But this is way worse.
It's like, so if you, bad.
If you stole $2,000 from me, it wouldn't be as bad as this.
Right.
This is way, way, way worse.
I know.
It would be better had it just been money or something. Because like when you're like, stole from me, I'm like, well, what the fuck could he possibly steal? This is so bad.
It's irreplaceable.
She should leave him. The brother should beat the fucking shit out of him too.
Well, she got it back at least.
She's the only 11. She's the only female. There's 10 guys that should be kicking the husband's ass all the time. One a month beats this guy's ass.
He gets 1 month free.
No, he should be so beaten up by December that she gets to beat him up in that month.
Okay.
He gets no months free. None of them. Sounds what good. A fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
God.
Helped her look for it and everything.
I love how he said, well, he was going to talk to her about leaving it to his niece anyway, so what's the difference if she gets it now? Well, you didn't talk to her, so yeah. That's the big fucking
difference. And it's not his to do with.
No. What's the difference? Like, she was just going to do it? Oh, that makes my fucking blood boil. I get so mad about people's, like, heirlooms and sentimental things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that stuff's important to you, too. I mean, we have a whole chest
of shit. Yeah, it is so important to me. I would be... Like, there's blankets in there that my mam used to, like, wear and cover me when I was sick with and shit. They're still in there. I would be so fucking mad if you gave one. I wouldn't divorce you. But I'd be mad. I'd be like, what are you fucking doing?
But it's divorce worthy for her?
It's probably divorce... I don't think a blanket that I was covered with goes to the level of this tea set. This woman is like...
So beloved. Yeah, she still uses it.
This is like her favorite thing in the world. Mm-hmm. Those blankets I don't see. I see once in a while. Mm-hmm. I'll pull them out when I'm sad or whatever. But she like fucking makes an event out of it with these goddamn things. Mm-hmm. So...
It's not even like it's something that like just sits there and collects dust either. I mean, she uses it. Like, she continuously makes memories with it.
Yeah. It's fucking...
What the fuck?
It's really awesome. And this guy... Right to hell he should go.
Yeah.
Under hell. Whatever's below it.
All right, your turn.
My turn. Yeah, we're talking about how short it was going to be. Your homework has my blood boil and I can't stop talking about it.
Sorry.
Am I the asshole for claiming I should pay less rent if my SD comes to live with us? That's stepdaughter.
How old is the stepdaughter?
22.
She ain't no asshole.
Okay. My husband has a daughter. She's 22 in college, and she has been living in dorms since I've married my husband, my husband. So I think this might be a second language thing going on here. But now, as she lost her job and has no solid income, she asked to come live with us. So she's in college, lost her job. I had no problem of her coming and told my husband I should pay less rent since we are now three adults. He said... We can't divide the cost among three because she has no money. So I told him then her or his ex should pay on behalf of their daughter because it would be unfair to divide it among two when there's another adult. Why should I pay for her to live rent-free when both of her parents are alive and well off? She's an adult that will consume as much as we do, so I don't see why should I be making up for that instead of her father or mother or even herself. But he completely disagrees with me, so I told him either the expenses be divided 2-1 or she's not coming. He believes I'm being unreasonable for not wanting to pay for her.
Not the asshole.
A lot of people think she is.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's a kid?
I guess.
But it's an adult kid.
Like the first comment, my God, when you watched Cinderella, did you think the evil stepmother was the good guy?
Dang.
Yeah. Don't get involved with
someone with children. That's why I asked how old they were.
Don't get involved with someone with children if you can't handle your spouse taking care of his children. You're being ridiculous. I'm sure he's reevaluating his decision to marry you.
It's not like she's saying she has to get a job and pay. Like, she's saying she should just have to pay less. Like,
right. What's weird to me
here... If he wants to support his kid, then support his kid.
What's weird to me here is, like, they're married and they split rent. Like, I can't comprehend that. And I guess it's more common than I imagine.
Well, there is the fact that, like, okay, you and I have been married for... been together for 20 years, okay? And the way we did it was I didn't have shit and you had all the money, so why would we even have anything separate? But I always had something separate from you.
Yeah.
Like, those people didn't get together until later in life. Like, we were babies.
Right.
So we put it all together. They're adults. I mean, he has an adult kid, so, and she said that she's been in the dorm since they got married, so I'm guessing they're much later in life that they found that they got together. Yeah, by that time, you're used to keeping things separate and on your own and doing your own thing. So I think if you were already used to being, like, self-sufficient and alone or whatever, and then you got with somebody, then it would be normal to keep it separate. Most of the time when you see people that have separate incomes, it's because they got together later.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, but I guess...
I don't even think it's a generational thing. I think if you come together as children, then you tend to mix things.
I kind of believe if you're going to get married, you should anyway, no matter when you got married. I think if you're making this commitment to one another...
It works for them.
Yeah, I agree, but I think... there's something weird about keeping everything separate when you're married. I'm sure it does work for people. I just think it's weird. Like, why did you do all that if you're going to keep money separate?
I mean, how old are those adults? Like, how old is
she? It doesn't say. But I mean, they just got married. Daughter's 22. 40?
Right. But like, you don't know the background of before that. Like, what if, you know, she had like a super controlling, abusive ex and she's never, you know, had money on her own. And so now she doesn't want to mix it together.
I don't necessarily. You never know. I'm not necessarily saying all the money has to go together. Like, all of my money goes in the one account, but all of yours doesn't. Like, you have your own account for some stuff. Like, right. So you do have a separate account. And I do too, but I don't keep any money in it. Like, really. Like, I have a separate checking account, but I don't have any money in it. Mm-hmm. I just have it for basically the credit union or whatever to
right.
keep but that account open.
But also, you control all the money.
Well, I control it and the aspect that I just pay all the bills, but like
right, but I'm saying like you
it's not like you have to ask me like permission to spend money.
That's the reason why I have my own account is so right. I don't have to ask you.
Right. But that's because you don't want to.
Right.
Not because I would be like, no, you can't spend money.
No, but it's like
if anything,
I go to
I'm
the
one
store
that tells
and
you to spend
I spend
money.
$80, it's gonna show up on like you're gonna instantly get an email. Like
right.
And even if it doesn't matter, like, what I buy or where I was at, like, you'll text and be like, was that you?
Right. Well, that's why I get the notifications.
I know. I'm saying me having a separate account is not like, I want my own money because I don't want you to have it. It's because then I don't have to be like, yes, I went to fucking Walmart. Like, and
well,
now
I usually do it
now
for
I feel
like
bad because I spent $80 and now you know about it.
I don't usually do it for things like that. It's like when I get some weird one, like not Walmart or Wise. Something random. Usually it's from a website. And then I'll be like, was that you that spent that? That's just because I get them because we've had the card stolen mm-hmm. on a couple occasions. So I want to see that shit right away. But I've never been like, oh my God, did you just spend $40 at Macy's? You bitch. Like, no, I just.
I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying you made it sound like I get my own money and you don't get anything.
No, I spend whatever money I want to.
Right. And I have no idea how much money you spend or where you spend or anything about it because I don't have any access to any of that. You do. You even have access to how much money I get put into my account. Like, right. You send that to me.
Right.
Like, it's not like we are completely separate, like
correct.
These people.
No, we're not.
We're not completely together either.
No. And I think everybody should have
whatever
like
works
person.
For them.
Yeah. But I think if you're going to have a shared joint account like we do, where the vast majority of our money goes, I think both people should have their own account too.
And both people should have a fucking say. Like, if you were to be like, I'm going to bring this extra person into our house, like, there would be, we'd have to talk.
Yeah.
Like, how is that going to work out? Like, what's the plan? Like,
I do think you kind of sign up for that though when you get with someone that has kids. I do think that's possibly part of the deal. I mean, I got with you.
I mean,
you had a kid.
Right.
Like,
and
he's part of the
we
deal.
Also, we have an extra kid in our house that doesn't belong to either one of us.
Yeah. But none of us approve of that.
No, she's just here. I mean, I think eventually we're going to have to be like, all right, bro.
Yeah, like what?
You're 18 now. It's time to get a job and like pitch in.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She's not here enough to say that she lives here though. So she's
it's real
right
fucking close.
Fucking
it's real, real close. Especially with that much the youngin eats.
Yeah, she does eat a lot. And it's half the reason she comes here. So, do you have a non-recommendation?
What did I do this week?
I don't know. I was at work like all of it. I don't even remember the past week all that much.
Like, sometimes things happen, I was like, oh, that's what it's going to be. That's what I'm not going to recommend this week. And I completely forget. Like, I forget everything. I don't have no fucking memory. I should just write shit down.
That's what I do. I
keep
notes all week for the podcast.
Did you make me watch something horrible?
Probably. You could do a recommendation. It's not over, but we're almost through it. The Jinx, that Robert Durst thing. You like that?
No.
No? Not enough.
I don't recommend it.
Not enough to
recommend. No, I'll just skip this week, I reckon.
All right, my recommendation, is quit vaping. Like, I still have some rough days.
Last week you recommended to start.
Yeah, to quit. start to quit. This is now you quit. You've gotten addicted by now, so now you quit. But I still have rough days. Like, today was kind of weird. But I haven't, like, faltered. I haven't even been close to faltering, really. There's just been times where I'm like, ah, I could vape. But I've never been like, I
am going to go buy one.
Better not stop at fucking Turkey Hill and get gas right now, because I am buying a vape. That hasn't happened. It's actually, outside of the first 3 or 4 days, it's been fairly easy. Now, if I start vaping again in 6 months, it wasn't easy, right? Like, at what point in time do you, because, like, you don't quit if you start again, right? But that's not true. You did quit for at least a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I started vaping again in, because people
have to say I started back vaping,
right? But I've quit now. But now my real recommendation, we finally watched Gladiator.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been out for like 20 fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
A little longer than it needed to be, but it was good.
I liked it.
I liked it. So we both liked it. So there's your recommendation if you haven't seen Gladiator somehow yet, like us. For movie people, like, maybe not movie people, but I'm definitely, like, a movie person. Like, there are days where if I'm doing a bunch of laundry, I'll just do laundry and watch 3 fucking movies. It's not out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, really popular movies I've never seen. Like, how have I not seen fucking Gladiator?
I don't know.
It seems impossible, right? Well, I've seen it now. So, next week's movie. It's your turn, my love. What have you got for me?
We are going to watch Runaway Bride.
Okay, I've seen that.
I think you've seen all of them that are on my list.
The bride is walking down the aisle. Maggie Carpenter is walking down the aisle. Seems very confident in her approach. She's at the first pew. The bride seems to be a bit hesitant. She's turning. She's turning. Oh, she's running. Where is she going? She likes to dump grooms right at the altar, plows down the aisle, knocking old ladies out of her way like the running of the bulls in Pamplona.
I'm profoundly and irreversibly screwed up.
I have been accused of using this column to direct bitter diatribes at the opposite sex. I could.
This runaway bride story, I think we can sell it to GQ magazine.
The real story.
All the gory details.
If she runs again, you got a cover story.
Shazam, I think I'm in Mayberry.
Oh, excuse me. Could you help? I'm looking for Maggie Carpenter.
She's gonna follow me around everywhere I go.
No.
Never guess who came crawling into town.
Hello, Maggie.
Gotta be kidding me.
You're gonna do the same things in number 4 that you did to the previous 3, and I'm not leaving until you do.
All right, boys, take my princess for a ride on her chariot.
I've been running Maggie through these visualization exercises, all the sport tricks. Use this head stuff.
Be the ball, sink the putt, never say die.
Tell me, when you get to the altar, can you spike the bouquet?
Dong dong.
The vicious reporter is
attractive. Can't
name. I like his
Law
tight
butt. Law & Order, SVU.
Well, I do.
What I do.
It works.
Not be Maggie.
May the gifts be returnable.
For Maggie's family and friends, may your noses be rubbed in all of your mistakes.
You are just trying to make me run.
You want a man to wake you up at dawn. He's just bursting to talk to you. Can't wait another minute just to find out what he'll say.
Unbelievable.
She got to you too.
When I was walking down the aisle, I was walking toward somebody who had no idea who I really was. But you knew the real me.
Yes, I did.
Now that's romantic.
It's not that she's afraid of the wedding. She's afraid of the wedding night. Why, when I was a virgin bride, I took a knitting needle to bed with me.
Being a virgin.
I take knitting needles to bed with me every night. It's normal.
I think the implication's slightly different in this case. She can be stabbing a boy. Runaway Bride is available for free.
Yay!
On Paramount Plus. If you have Paramount Plus, there you go. I think it might be on Amazon Prime too, but it says premium subscription, and I never know what that means. This movie, I think, was by the same person that made Pretty Woman. Like, the entire fucking cast outside of Law & Order SVU guy was in Pretty Woman. Like, I saw people in there, I'm like, oh.
That's on my list too.
So I'm going to say these are like, this is like Pretty Woman Mandela effect. They forgot everything in Pretty Woman. Same universe, but they forgot everything.
Oh, okay.
It's like the Mandela effect. All right, we said it was going to be short. We're running up on a half an hour here. It's not short. In fact, our last full episode was only like 45 minutes long, so we're getting close to a full episode here. Do you have anything else to add?
I hope that next half episode I'll get to recommend Hamilton.
You might be able to.
I'm so excited.
And hopefully by the next mini episode, I will have a poem to flop out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, you owe me a poem.
I'm going to whip out my poem.
That's supposed to turn me on.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Carolyn.